So the other day I was thinking about prayer and the importance of prayer. Specifically, I was thinking about my lack of prayer and what are the reasons for it. It's not that I don't believe in God. It's not that I have something better to do. Because imagine if that was true. Imagine if I had something better to do than speaking to God. What a fool I would be. I really don't know the reason why I don't pray as much as I need to. But I do know there is a strong desire in my heart to pray. And that's when I came across an account in Luke 18 about the persistent widow. In 8 small verses, Jesus just really blows up the spot, so to speak, by allowing God the Father to be compared to an unjust judge. And if you don't know the account, it goes like this. There is a judge who says to himself, "This widow is wearying me, and I'm going to give her what she wants. Not because I fear God, but she keeps coming. She doesn't stop." And it really made me thinking, I wonder what her need was. Because Jesus only gave a little description. She was a widow. She was married at one time. And she's no longer. Perhaps her husband died at war. Perhaps her husband died at work. Perhaps he died of natural causes. It's irrelevant. She's a widow. But there was something that she needed that the king could give. And I started imagining her being, you know, escorted out by the guards the first time because the king said, "Nah, I'm not going to respond." The second time, I can imagine her being escorted by the guards the same way. And now the next time, they're grabbing her with a little bit more force. But she kept on coming because she realized only this king could give her justice, the thing that she desired. The thing that she said, "I don't care what people may think of me, I'm coming back until you give me what I want." Then I thought about the times in my life when I have prayed and God has answered almost immediately. I can think of a few times where God has answered my prayer, simultaneously. Literally, I'm praying, the phone rings, my answer's there, I'm happy, I give God praises. You know, that doesn't happen all the time, but it has happened. But I'm also thinking, what a woman. What a woman. She understood that being persistent would pay it off. And it's funny, I do consider myself to be a persistent person. I'm not easily discouraged, although I do get affected by news and I do take it to heart. But once I'm determined to achieve a goal, it's very hard to stop me. How about you? Have you reached out to God in prayer and perhaps he's been silent and perhaps you've been frustrated because of his silence? Or has God given you an answer and you didn't like it? I like to say God answers us in threes. He says yes to your request, no to your request, or wait to your request. The yes means yes, you can have it. And usually he will provide a time frame, or you have an understanding of the time frame. No simply means no, don't hurt yourself. You getting this is against my will and it's gonna hurt you. You won't see the outcome of it, but I do. I love you too much to allow you to hurt yourself. And wait is where we normally have our biggest fight, is when God sometimes doesn't say anything. It goes back to my previous message where I said, when God doesn't make sense. It's like, well, God, why wouldn't you say yes to so-and-so being healed? Or, God, why wouldn't you say yes for me moving out of this neighborhood into a better neighborhood? Or, God, why wouldn't you open up a door for me to get a better education or promotion at job? All of these things that in our limited thinking and view, it makes sense. It's like, yes, Lord, why don't you do it? Why won't you do it? But in Isaiah 55, God says that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And in Luke 18, Jesus says that this is how we're supposed to be. Being persistent in prayer. Being that person that's not going to stop praying, that is going to continue to lift up his or her voice to God until God himself moves. I want to be that man. I want to be that son, that pastor, that husband, that always feels comfortable going to God and crying out. Not being afraid to communicate to him the things that are in my heart. I know God wants me to be persistent. I know God wants me to communicate to him the things that are on my heart. And I can tell you this, God wants you to do the same. He wants you to pray. Now your question is, well, how do I pray? You know, the simple thing is, you just talk. Like what I'm doing now, I'm actually driving. I got my device on my lap, and I'm just talking. That's what praying is. You know, those that are looking at me, they probably think, oh, he has Bluetooth. Back in the day, they would have called you crazy. Now they think you're driving in a hot ride with new technology. But God just wants you to speak to him. And not in verbal gymnastics. He doesn't care about your education or your miseducation. Your fancy words won't persuade him. But the fact that you'd be willing to speak to him means a lot. You know what? The exchange is not fair. We get an eternal being. The one who created the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, and the rain. And he gets us. I mean, we by far get the better deal. But I'm not complaining. I want to encourage you to take some time and pray. And be consistent in prayer. I've studied this, and the word consistent, it doesn't imply that we need to pray 24/7. That's an impossibility. But it does mean that we will continuously communicate to God as often as we need. Someone may ask, well, how do you know when you don't need to pray about that anymore? And that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I think the number one way that you know you don't have to pray anymore is when God answers it. When you have that answer, you've asked and he's answered, you're done. But even if that's not it, because the answer you may get may not be the answer that you desire, the number two way is this, and I live by this, God will give you a peace. He will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He will speak to your heart. He will speak to your mind. He will speak to you and give you such a peace that you will know without a shadow of a doubt it's time to move on. You will know his peace just like you know your name. You can be in a crowded mall, hundreds if not thousands of people around, and someone is calling your name. You hear it, and you know that person is calling you. Now, you can have a generic name. You can have a name that's common. You can have a name like Muhammad or Wayne or Tammy. Something that is common, like you're, it's not exclusive to you. But yet, you know, when you hear your name called, you know that person is calling you. Something inside of you says they're trying to get my attention. God's peace is like that. That peace, the Bible says, that surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. If you know God, then you know that peace. I like this shirt that I saw the other day. Know Jesus, no peace. Know Jesus, and you will know peace. It's knowing God through prayer. You get to understand his character. You get to understand how he operates. And you begin to know that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hey, I want to encourage you today. Open up the Gospel of Luke chapter 18 and just read the first 8 verses and meditate, say la on it. And your eyes will be forever open, trust me. And your heart will be forever changed. But don't stop there. Pray. Pray to the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of Jesus. Ask God to do what only he could do. Ask him to bless. Ask him to heal. Ask him to deliver. Ask him to have his way. And you will see how rich and how awesome and how great our God is. Hey, God bless you. Bye for now.